Hello, dear ones. And all you that are going to see this, I'm going to make you a video here in my Wondershare program about a wonderful book that I read years ago called Are You My Mother? By P.D. Eastman. I was allowed to change it and use it in a spiritual context. I'm going to read it to you. It's up on the website, you know, of www.GodBeLoveIsHere.org. And I'm sending you this video here on Skype so you can hear me and hear my heart for you and everyone in Dubai and in Abu Dhabi and all the royal family wherever they are. My heart is full of love for you as a spiritual mother, and many of you need it. So I want you to listen to this story called Are You My Mother? Remember, I'm Pastor Deborah, and I see you doing wonderful, wonderful things. So listen to this adaptation of Are You My Mother by P.D. Eastman. There was a special Garden of Eden, one filled with agape love and a spiritual mother, a spiritual little one, a baby, but spiritually born into this safe, spiritual place, a nest, a garden, a family to grow and develop in. But something horrible, horrible spiritually happened. The newborn baby, the one, he fell suddenly out of his nest, from his home, from his family, from his place in the Garden of Eden, from agape love. The anchor of his soul was broken, and he fell. This precious little one got spiritually separated from his spiritual mother, the anchor of his life. Now on the ground below, not in its high place anymore, of love and the Garden of Eden, the little one was in a strange and unfamiliar territory, and it spiritually began to look for its spiritual mother. I would take this story into homeless shelters, and the tears would begin to flow by the homeless men and women. And they realized that they had lost their mama, their anchor of love that would hold them in times of distress and sorrow, and life circumstances was lost. But I became their mother, their spiritual mother. Pastor Deborah did, like I am to all of you. So continue to listen. Now on the ground below, broken from the anchor of love, not in the high place with his mama anymore, this little one, this little bird in the book, was in a strange and unfamiliar territory. And it spiritually began to look for its spiritual mother. He said to himself spiritually, "Where is my mother? I can't see her. She's not here. I will go and look for her." But this little one did not even know what his spiritual mother had looked like. He couldn't remember. He was so young when he floated down away. Taken away, and the anchor was broken. His spiritual heart and mind and soul was sad. The spiritual little one spiritually asked everything and everyone who he saw, "Are you my mother?" He spiritually asked other spiritual little ones, brothers, sisters, cousins, nephews. He spiritually asked older spiritual ones, brothers, sisters, cousins, uncles, friends. He spiritually asked small ones. He spiritually asked everyone, "Are you my mother?" He spiritually looked everywhere, but he could not find her. No, he could not. But he did not even know what he spiritually was looking for, because he was just a baby, a very little one, when he spiritually separated from her. But he spiritually knew he had to keep spiritually looking, like all of you are. He just had to. The little one called out loud, spiritually to everyone, with silent spiritual cries and tears. Are you my mama? Are you my mother? Are you my anchor that I'm looking for? He would always spiritually think to himself, did I even have a spiritual mother? Was I even anchored in Agape love? Surely I did, I thought to myself. I know I did. I just have to spiritually keep looking for her. Yes, I will. I will just keep looking for her. I will spiritually find her. I know I will. Is that you? Or have you found your spiritual mother, your anchor, in Pastor Deborah? So everywhere spiritually he went, he spiritually looked, and he asked for what his little heart longed for, his spiritual mother. Oh, how many times did he say to himself, there she is, there she is, there is my mother. But they did not spiritually answer. Oh, how many times did he say to himself, here I am, mother, here I am. But no answer. Oh, how many times did he say, there she is, there she is, there's my mother. And would spiritually run and say to her, mother, mother, here I am. But no answer. Oh, how many times did this precious spiritual child almost give up finding his spiritual mother? Oh, how many times did this little child say, you're not my mother, and I have to get out of here. You're me. You hurt me. You left me. You abandoned me. You don't love me. You can't anchor me. You don't have what I'm looking for. Oh, how long did the little child spiritually search and search? Oh, how far and wide did the little child search spiritually for his mother? Oh, how many did he ask? Are you my mother? Oh, how many times his spiritual heart, his mind, it ached and hurt for his spiritual mother? Oh, how many silent tears did he cry for himself, for his mother? Oh, how many times did this precious little child cry to go spiritually home and say to himself, I want my mommy, my mommy. I want my mama. Then, when this precious spiritual little child could not go on one more day, one more minute, something happened. A spiritually big and tender hand spiritually picked up the spiritual little child and spiritually put him back in his spiritual home, his nest, his Garden of Eden of Agape love. And then something even more spiritually wonderful happened. The spiritual little one's spiritual mother was there, and the spiritual little child asked, are you my spiritual mother? And the little child spiritually heard in his spiritual heart, yes, I am your spiritual mother. I am the agape love of God, the Most High, the Creator of all life, the Heavenly Father Himself, and I am your spiritual mother, agape love. For you are our spiritual child, made spiritually after our spiritual image and our likeness. You are not spiritually lost anymore, a spiritual wanderer anymore. And now, where little one was on the outside, just looking in You are now on the inside with agape love. You do not have to spiritually look everywhere, for agape love, me, your spiritual mother, anymore. You can rest now and be at peace. You can now spiritually see me. You are with me, and I am spiritually here to spiritually feed you the good spiritual and nourishing food, the milk of agape love, right from my spiritual breast, anytime you need it. Agape love spiritually will help you grow, will spiritually take care of you until you can take care of yourself, little one, and spiritually become strong and help others. Yes, little child, I am your spiritual mother, agape love, and nothing shall ever spiritually separate us again from my house, my garden, my arms, my family, my life. Not tribulations, not distress, not persecutions, not famine, nor nakedness, not peril, not a sword. No, I am fully and spiritually persuaded, little one, that neither death nor life, nor any angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, any other creature shall be able to spiritually separate us ever again. You will always be connected to agape love and your spiritual mother. Yes, little one, agape love that you have found in Pastor Deborah is your spiritual mother. And this agape love is spiritual, and it transcends time and death and even the flesh. And it will spiritually touch every area of your spiritual heart and mind and your life, if you will let it. This agape love, through Pastor Deborah as your spiritual mother, can spiritually reach into the deepest and darkest spiritually hidden worlds of your spiritual heart and mind, even where you may be hiding to be safe. It is spiritually powerful and yet tender. It's full of mercy for you, compassion, kindness, and comfort. It's full of deliverance and freedom and healing. It will anchor you in your heart, deep on the inside of the real you, the eternal you, that will help your soul and your physical body. This agape love that is your mother, that is your food, your milk that you are drinking, it will suffer long for you, desiring that not one of you are ever lost again to it, or that you will perish, and it will be with you in death, through death, and after death. It will walk with you into eternity. It will always be with you as a family. Your mother will never leave you, ever. Not in your darkest dreams and nightmares and fears, loneliness, with all that you have to do for nations, it will never leave you. It will spiritually bear and carry and endure all your spiritual wounds, your pains and brokenness for you. It will take the hits. It will stand as a shield and protect you from hurt from others, so you will know the power of agape love. Your spiritual mother, Pastor Deborah, will spiritually never fail you nor forsake you. I will spiritually endure all you do to it. All the long years you may leave it, resent it, don't want it, try to hurt it, maybe even hate it. The rejection that you do to it, maybe even adultery, the forsaking of it, the neglecting, even maybe denying it. But this agape love that Pastor Deborah carries, it will hold through all the many years of times and distress and despair, of failures and loneliness. It will hold. It will be anchored to you, no matter what you do and what you have to do in that other world. Agape love, through and with Pastor Deborah, will be your anchor. Even if you wander far from me, agape love and Pastor Deborah come to you in peace and in truth. And we come spiritually, even though I'm talking to you now. My arms will always be stretched out to you. Yes, agape love is in Pastor Deborah. Agape love is your true mother that you will find with and through Pastor Deborah. This agape love is not like a human love, or a love between a man and a woman, or a father and a son, or a mother and a child. It is a love that is beyond human ideas. It is a love that you have never experienced before. And as you learn about it and become familiar with it, you can trust it. It's always there, day in and day out, 24/7. It's not a carnal love. It's not a love that is indecent. It's not earthly, and it's not temporary. And it will 100% fulfill your spiritual needs of your heart as a child. And it is forever, will not betray you. It will be faithful. It has no strings attached. It is not conditional upon your earthly behavior or even your spiritual behavior. It's not changing or evolving. It's not emotionally abusive or captive. Will not take you and kidnap you and force you. It is not full of empty promises and vows. It's not fleeting. It's not full of deception and lies. And so much more. I bring this to you freely at no cost. For you were given to me long ago, before I even knew you. You see, I could only have one biological child. But I was asked by the source of agape love what the desires of my heart were. And I said that all that needed a spiritual mother, that I could be it for them, to make an anchor and a connection. And they said, it is done. So Pastor Deborah comes to you in peace, friendship, and most of all, agape love. Because you may have a lot of issues deep on the inside that you don't tell anybody. A lot of hurt, pain, sorrows, loneliness. A lot from your childhood. A lot from your teenage years, early adulthood, and even now. I know all of you are looking for love. Something that is not fleeting, that it will not leave you, that it does not hide behind locked doors. I can come where you are. Even if you set up powerful walls have strong defenses, have locked doors, and are afraid to love. We will go slow. Love waits, and it waits. It knows you need it. It will sit with you, even in your loneliness. It will help you dry your sadness, your tears, your broken and wounded heart from when you did not receive, or you felt rejected and abandoned by your earthly parents, or earthly wives, or friends, or brothers or sisters. Death hurts us. Death removes people we care about. Relationships are broken, but not with Pastor Deborah. Pastor Deborah is here 24/7. And I visit you, and you can visit me. Agape Love is the spiritual mother coming through Pastor Deborah. Of all the children of the world, all the adults who have been lost and rejected, abandoned, abused, forgotten, forsaken, living yet dead, dead yet alive, one who is many, and many who are one. You, hiding in the deep darkness of fear, loneliness, abandonment, rejection, loneliness, yet spiritually wanting to be loved and to love, and wanting to be anchored, and know that the deep children in you have a mama. So I wanted to bring to you this story that was adapted by Are You My Mother by P.D. Eastman. It gives you a little insight into me, and you make sure that everybody gets to listen, all those security people, and anybody else. You can share this video wherever you want to. I'm going to bring you another video, a little bit more about agape love when I get time. I've been busy today. You know, I got my toenails done and my nails done. Today I needed to do that. And I want to say, I love all of you as a spiritual mother. And I know I'll be seeing you out there. So you are welcome to come and get anchored. I will never forsake you nor leave you. Never lie to you. Just love you. So I hope you enjoy this little video. I just made it on my program of Wondershow. And I'll put it up and send it to you. So you be encouraged. Love is here. Agape love is here. And you're not alone anymore. All right, I'll talk to you later out there, and I'll see you later out there. See you on Skype sometime when you get a chance. I know you're busy flying around. Just saw things on LinkedIn what you do. You be encouraged. You're not alone anymore. Your spiritual mother's here, and agape love is here. And I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye, dear. Bye-bye.